my grandfather on his deathbed sold me this watch. I'm Steven Ginsburg. I opened with a joke, but jewelry does tell a story. Jewelry tells your story, and jewelry tells someone else's story when you pass it down or gift it to others. Your story is your life, your celebrations, achievements, and loves. Tell your story with jewelry. At Ginsburg Jewelers, we serve your story.
In sports, as in life, it takes teamwork to win. You can count on the healthcare team at Comfort Care to help you get through your day-to-day life. Our team is well-trained to take care of your personal healthcare needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right in the familiar and comfortable surroundings of your own home. Everything from administering medications to simply tucking you in at night. This is Julie Knagtow. Call Comfort Care at 294-3527. Our team is ready to take the field for you.
And I'm joined right now by Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register here to talk the Major League Baseball draft and quite a number of Hawkeyes drafted and a few local high school players drafted as well, or former high school players that are playing at other colleges. Tommy, it's always good to talk to you and talk some baseball. First off, I guess let's start with Iowa. It was 4 total guys, I believe it was, that were drafted. And then you had Butel signing an undrafted free agent, but I think they said it's the first time ever that Iowa's had 3 players drafted in the first 10 rounds, I believe. So how big was this for Iowa with Mazur going in the second round? Then you had Nedved going, Peyton Williams, and then and a couple other guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a huge recruiting tool for Iowa to be able to say, like, look, come here. There's a clear-cut path for you to get to pro baseball. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing that comes to recruiting. There are 2 things that high school kids want to hear. 3 things. 1, they want to know they're going to win. 2, they want to know they're going to play. And 3, they want to know that they have a future in the pros. And that's been pretty obvious through Iowa since Rick Heller has taken over, that he can help you develop and get to that next level. And I think the biggest case is going to be Adam Mazur, who is a guy that really flew under the radar through the early part of his career, went to the Cape Cod League, had some success, kind of raised his profile a little bit, and then went to Iowa, got with Heller, their pitching coach, Robin Lund, and really watched his stock soar. So not only getting into pro baseball is a huge recruiting tool, but I think having those success stories of showing that, hey, we can develop you into a premier draft prospect is a huge sell as well.
And what you mentioned, Mazur, as we said, he went in the second round to the Padres. What was it about his stock that kept him just rising? Because people were talking about that maybe he could even be a first round pick, or he was on kind of that fringe maybe. But what did he do to really increase his draft stock?
Just went out there and flat out shoved. You know, he had a great senior season, showed a really good fastball, a really good assortment of secondary pitches, and just showed they could pitch at an elite level in an elite conference like the Big Ten Conference and have a tremendous amount of success. I think there's always kind of that question when you're pitching at a lower level like South Dakota State. There are going to be those questions. Okay, what's the competition he's facing? Obviously, 90 plus miles an hour is 90 plus miles an hour,
right,
wherever. But being able to go out, face some legit talent, and show that he can succeed. And I think also show just how coachable he is by taking a lot of the knowledge they got from the Iowa staff, using that and improving his mechanics and improving his secondary pitches, really made him an intriguing pick when it came to the draft. And being a college arm, I mean, he was a college arm that pitched relatively deep into the season. When you looked at the draft, some of the high school arms that were undergoing Tommy John surgery or just didn't pitch as long as he did, he had tremendous opportunities to really have the stage to himself.
Mazur was the first one to go, and then we had a few guys selected the next day, the next one being Peyton Williams, the first baseman power hitter going to the Blue Jays in the seventh round, who's a Johnston native near your neck of the woods. Talk about Peyton, and because I mean, he just it was amazing the power that he showed. And we've seen some power guys at Iowa before, but can Peyton kind of break that barrier? What do you like about this draft pick for Toronto here?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of the prototypical power hitter that baseball teams are looking for right now. You know, he's got some raw powers, probably got some even more power they can tap into, a left-handed hitting first baseman with a tremendous amount of power in the college ranks is definitely appealing. But I think what stands out about him is he's a guy that gets on base a ton too. He had a ton of walks, not a ton of strikeouts too. So anytime you can get that blend of power and patience, I think that's pretty rare and pretty intriguing, and why he was a coveted big bat on the draft market.
How about as far as Nedved, Davitt, and Beutel? Nedved and Davitt being drafted, and Beutel signing as an undrafted free agent. How do you see their pass forward, or what do you like about, you know, if you want to go each individually, or is there one that really that you like that, no, that guy could actually maybe sneak through and actually do very well with the organization that drafted him?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them are kind of in good fits and will have good opportunities, even though you're not getting drafted right now. That doesn't mean you don't have an opportunity to get to the major leagues. You know, it wasn't that long ago that the draft was 40, 50 rounds. So, and we saw plenty of success stories of guys beyond the 20th round, which is how long the draft goes right now, that have gotten to the big leagues and had a ton of success. Nedved was kind of the surprise story for me, where I had heard he could end up being, you know, possibly a guy that's probably a non-drafted guy. So the Padres obviously saw something that they really liked in him and drafted him probably considerably earlier than I think a lot of people anticipated. So obviously they like something with him, and that's a good sign for him that he's in a good fit and will have a big opportunity to rise through the system.
Mm-hmm. One that who didn't get drafted, but it's good news for Iowa, was Keaton Anthony, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Can you describe, you know, it's from what I can understand, it seems like this is a big news for Iowa because he was considered maybe to possibly go into one of those higher rounds. And he made the decision that he's still got work to do. He's coming back to Duane Banks Field.
Sure, yeah, it's a big get for Iowa, but I mean, you look at him, 6'4", 210 pounds, and kind of the way it worked out was, I'm sure he probably got some calls, probably got some interest. That's just a complete guess, but, you know, that's typically how the draft ends up working. And, you know, I think he's in a position where he's still young enough that if he's not getting the money he wants or anything like that, he's got plenty of time to come back to Iowa, work on his stuff, and improve his draft stock dramatically. So I'm guessing that's typically how that usually ends up playing out, that knowing that he kind of has all the cards right now as a young guy with a ton of potential that probably hasn't been completely tapped into yet.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the other local guys that did get drafted. One of them being Levi Usher from Cedar Rapids Prairie, been playing at Louisville before getting a start playing at Kirkwood, but drafted. I think it was, well, now I'm losing my, it was the pop. No.
Remind around by the Royals.
The Royals. That's right. You had an article, Tommy, and it sounds like he is going to sign with Kansas City. What do you like about, because I remember when Levi was in high school, he was considered one of the top high school prospects, and there was question whether he would get drafted then. But now he, you know, he went to Kirkwood for a year and played the last 3 years at Louisville. What do you like about what this fit with Kansas City? And can you explain, you know, why, you know, Levi is feeling pretty good about turning pro instead of maybe going back one more year for Louisville?
Yeah, Levi has been on the draft radar for a long, long time. It seems like way longer than actually was. And you made a great point. In high school, you know, he was a guy that we're keeping close tabs on as a possible draft pick. He actually got drafted out of Kirkwood, but ended up deciding to go to Louisville, where I think his stock kind of rose and kind of went down and then rose back up. There were even some questions about would he get selected this year, but he's an elite, elite glove, one of the best outfielders in the entire nation, won a gold glove, had a huge play that ended up on SportsCenter, was the top, you know, top play for the day when he robbed a potential game-tying home run against Clemson. So He's got some power in the bat. The bat has, you know, played really well in high school, played well at times in college, but the glove is what really stands out. So if he can hit a little bit more consistent, he has a chance to rise through the system to the Royals, and being a 10th round pick, they obviously see something that they like from him. And yeah, he said right now he's planning to sign and head out there. And I think that's always kind of been the game plan for him, regardless of if he wouldn't have gotten drafted or not. He had one more season of eligibility remaining at Louisville, I believe, from the COVID-19 season, the extra year of eligibility awarded. But, you know, with his age, how long he's been around, I think he kind of looked at it like, okay, another year of college really isn't going to help me. I'm not getting any younger, and the sooner I can start my pro career, the better.
Was it surprising that it was for the longest time, was it his bat that maybe, you know, during his high school years and early on, was it the bat that really made people wonder, would he get drafted, or was it always defense? Because like you said, I mean, his defense definitely brought his stock back up this year. I mean, with all the plays that we saw, and like you said, ACC Defensive Player of the Year and a Rawlings Gold Glove winner as well.
Yeah, I mean, the bat played really well in high school, and I think a lot of teams looked at it like, man, this is a great athlete, a guy that can hit pretty well and probably will only continue to hit even better, and it kind of plateaued at a certain point in college and then kind of picked back up a little bit. But the defense has really been the trait that has stood out. Usually when scouts are looking at a lot of these high school, you know, high school kids, they want to see potential in a couple of different areas. When it comes to college players, they want as many traits that are going to stand out as possible. If that's speed, that's hitting, that's pitching, that's, you know, defense, baseball IQ, whatever. And I think he checks the boxes of great defender, great athleticism, and some potential with the bat as well.
Absolutely. And so another guy that got drafted, another former Kirkwood Eagle, Lisbon native, Austin Krobe, getting selected by the Padres in the 12th round. So the Padres seem to really love some of the Iowa guys this year. But for Austin, I know he dealt with an injury this year, having to come back. But I mean, this was a guy that last year was their weekend starter. I think he was usually their Saturday starter, I think, down at TCU last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, TCU has kind of become a big hotbed for Iowa high school baseball players. Dowling Catholic's Trevor Baumler is headed there. His older brother, Carter, who is now pitching in the minor leagues with the Baltimore Orioles, was originally going to be there. But yeah, you look at Austin, I mean, 6'3", 205 pounds, a lefty too. You love that type of stuff. And the stats really don't stand out that much when you look at 5.12 ERA, but the number that really stands out to me is 45 strikeouts and 31 and two-thirds innings. That shows some legit swing and miss type stuff, which is really intriguing and really what teams are looking for. They know if you can miss college bats, there's a good chance you can miss pro bats as well. You know, the ERA, the win-loss record, those can be very deceiving, but strikeouts per nine innings really tell a story of just how good your stuff is. And that told a story that he has some really good stuff. And being a lefty and being that big, there could be even more that they hope to tap into.